This is MP Red. And I'm Conor Brennan for Porcelain Audio for the official Liverpool Supporters Club in New York, who can be found on the web at www.lfcny.org. And we can be reached here at the podcast at podcast@lfcny.org. Dave, I think it's time we get started, okay?
Yes, let's please do.
Yes, listen, Dave, when last we left Liverpool, we're just starting into the international break. And since they've come back, the question has got to be asked, where have the goals gone?
It's a good question, and I struggle to answer it because the team that was tearing people apart and looking like they were playing some nice, attractive football has just disappeared to an obstinate, dour side that lacks any kind of cutting edge or creativity.
Our panel discussion. Well, 7 or 8 games into the season, and there's a certain shape about things already. The biggest story has to be West London, Stamford Bridge, and the firing of the special one.
I mean, I was just shocked as, you know, everybody else about Mourinho's departure. I think as supporters, you know, of football, you know, you never really know what the true story is behind these sort of things. There's stories about John Terry, you know, kind of like being involved in the departure. Avram Grant, you know, he's going to take a little bit of time to like stamp his authority, you know, on the team. I certainly wouldn't write them off at this stage.
Lenore, Mourinho not able to manage up.
You know, I can't say I'm not one of those people who is going to miss the, you know, the flavor that he brought to the dialogue. But I think anyone would be silly at this point to write Chelsea off.
Days I remember with enormous affection are the days when I would say most of us, if you asked us who was the chairman of Liverpool or who was on the board of directors of Aston Villa or whatever, we just didn't know. They weren't important. They were just like the guys standing at the cop or sitting in the stands.
This is MP Red. This is me, Conor Brennan. Cheers.